Friday, September 26th. This is the Halifax Daily News.
The first person who tells me that 3 months from today is Boxing Day is going to get a smack upside the head.
Are we going to do this every single day?
No, we're just going to cover off Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and then we'll just
move on.
No. It's just people just on Facebook in particular, they just seem obsessed with the number
of days. How many shopping days until Christmas?
For Christ's sake, people.
That used to mean something. Shopping days.
Well, yeah, that's
true. Now every day is a shopping day, so all you have to do is count the days down. I mean, people actually used to have to do math because it was only Monday through Saturday.
That's right.
So each week was only 6 days, and sometimes Saturdays would be closed, and there was quite an art
to close early.
So there was an art to figuring out how many shopping days there were until Christmas, and there was also a reason for telling people.
Yeah.
Now it's just like you look at the calendar and go, one, two.
Now you have no reason.
There's 90 shopping days until Christmas.
So get those Santas off my Facebook feed and get out of here.
Yeah. And all you have to do is go online anyway, so you don't even have to go off and go shopping.
Exactly.
There's no reason to tell people how many shopping days until Christmas. There.
Going to be raising some money to support the St. Margaret's Bay Food Bank tomorrow. It's the annual road toll on Saturday. And so if you're out and around in Tantallon, usually around the shopping plaza there, that's usually where they have the, I don't know, do they still call it a boot toll? They used to call it the boot toll.
But they had the fireman's boot that you had to fill up.
Yeah. I'm not sure what they're doing, whether they just have buckets going on, but just make sure you look out for them in Tantallon, out Hammond's Plains Way as well. Well, this is very cool for comic book collectors. On Wednesday, Wall's Giant Robot Comics on Windmill Road started selling copies of Transformers Robots in Disguise. It's issue number 33, and it has an exclusive cover showing groups of Autobots crossing the McDonald Bridge. It is so cool. I guess this little store in Nova Scotia getting calls and emails from Japan and all over the world looking for copies of this comic. Now, the artist is a new artist, actually. Her name is Sarah Stone, and Sarah met the owner of the comic book shop at a convention and said that she was the main reason why he ordered up 1,200 copies of the issue with the special cover. And it looks like he's on track to sell them all. They are flying off the store shelves. I don't know if you saw, I think it was Metro had a piece about it in yesterday's paper. It is very cool. Very similar, there was another comic book that featured, I think, the town clock not all that long ago. Like maybe back in the spring, I remember talking about that.
Was Spider-Man spinning a web on it or something?
Something like that, yeah, but
so this is just a fluke that it was Halifax, or is this is a Halifax artist, right?
That I'm not sure.
Sarah Stone. All the famous people from Halifax rhyme. There's Sarah Sloan. There's Sarah Stone. Sarah Bone, where are you? You're the next.
Stand up, Sarah Bone. I have a feeling you might be
Stand up, Sarah Bone. That sounds like a nickname that you would not want to have.
You can just take that and run with it. Won't even charge you for that one. So I have a feeling you'll probably see copies of that comic floating around at, HalCon that's coming up in November?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we get to see DJ Jazzy Hodor.
We ventured out to the airport yesterday. You saw a big friggin' airplane sitting on the tarmac late afternoon. It was an Air France A380, I think it was.
Oh, one of those big Airbus, like the double-decker ones.
The double-decker ones. Okay,
yeah.
So I am on track
there. Yeah,
it was one of those big double-decker ones. It was on its way from Paris to New York and had to make an emergency landing in Halifax. They had a medical issue with one of the passengers. Now, sadly and unfortunately, the 58-year-old American man passed away, so they had to call in the Mounties, and the flight was sitting on the tarmac for several hours while the medical examiner sort of dealt with things. And
that almost sounds like a euphemism. What happened to Grandpa? Well, he flew to Nova Scotia to meet the Mounties.
That's so wrong. It's so many different levels.
But it's almost romantic in a certain way.
Anyway, the flight was, it did spend several hours on the ground in Halifax, but they were sort of under the gun, no pun intended, because they had the issue with crew flight times, because, I mean, they had already flown from Paris and were almost at their destination, and so the clock was ticking, and if those crews had gone over their allotted fly time, So, I mean, they really were under a time crunch to deal with the issue at hand so the flight could get back up in the air. It did about, I want to say 5:45 last evening. So
that's what coffee is for. Give the pilot a few cups of coffee and get back in that cockpit.
David Suzuki is in town today and tomorrow.
Oh.
Yes.
Big listener to this podcast, by the way.
So I've heard. I've heard the rumblings.
From me.
Oh, yeah. This is part of the Blue Dot Tour, it's called. It's a campaign that he's taking right across the country to talk about climate change and saving the planet.
What does Blue Dot have to do with this whole thing?
The Blue Dot Earth, the planet. The little blue, you know, our home, our the blue dot.
Yeah. Third stone from the sun.
The blue dot, yeah. Anyway.
Well, I didn't know. You're looking at me like I'm an idiot. Blue dot, you know, Earth. Oh, okay. I thought blue dot was my grandmother's friend who had her hair dyed that color.
It was the mother of the blue man group. Yeah,
blue dot.
Anyway, David Suzuki is at Black Rock Beach down at Point Pleasant Park today.
He's bringing the blue dot to Black Rock, is he?
He is. Mm-hmm. He's going to be there this afternoon, 4:30 until 6:30, there with the Ecology Action Center. They call it a family-friendly celebration. And what they're celebrating, actually, is the revitalization of Halifax Harbor. So he is recognizing the work that's been done to clean up the harbor.
And he's actually going to get a glass of harbor water and drink it.
Don't hold your breath. And then Saturday, he's going to be doing an evening with David Suzuki at the Rebecca Cohen, 7 o'clock. And they call this a special VIP experience. You can actually buy tickets to see the show and then meet with David Suzuki at a special reception afterwards.
That would be neat. How much?
Would be. I'm not sure how much the VIP tickets are, but you go online to the Rebecca Cohen, and they do still have some tickets available. But there's music involved as well. I mean, he's going to speak as only David Suzuki can.
And then he's going to do a little soft shoe and a song and dance number.
Well, he's going to be joined by Joel Plaskett and Jen Grant, so no shortage of good music to be had there as well. Well, the weather this weekend is looking spectacular, and that's good news for the open house pop-up at Neptune Theater. It is going tomorrow from, it's actually going to be all along Argyle Street from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. All sorts of activities going on surrounding that, but they're also going to be doing some great stuff at Neptune Theater. And one of the things they're doing is partnering up with Sun Life Financial to try and get low-income families, youth, and recent immigrants to experience the joy of attending live theater. And a whole bunch of tickets between Neptune's Fountain Hall and the Studio Series Productions will be awarded throughout the season. Mm. And so they've donated the tickets, or Sun Life Financial, I guess, have purchased the tickets, and they in turn will donate them to low-income families and get folks out to see some great theater.
And while you're down there, speaking of seeing some great theater, don't forget Jeremy Webb's Under Milkwood is running Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday, yes. Final performance.
Sunday
is the pay-what-you-can performance.
Theater would attract so many more people if you actually advertised them like a monster truck rally.
You think so?
Sunday, Shakespeare, Sunday. Hamlet, Macbeth, added guests, Chekhov.
No.
Not from Star Trek. The other guy.
The first one. Well, would you looky here. Mm-hmm. Our old friend Max Speed. He got gunned down himself and got a new career. He's a photographer now.
I know. And having his pictures hung at City Hall.
Unbelievable. Just saw this floating on social media. He actually took a photograph, an incredible photograph, of the town clock. Mm-hmm. Under sort of dark and stormy skies, an amazing angle that he took this picture at.
Yeah.
And it got it all framed up and presented it to Mayor Mike Savage and Deputy Mayor, I should say. Yeah, he's Deputy Mayor. Darren Fisher. And there's a nice little plaque on there telling who the photographer is, and that is going to be hung at City Hall.
Hung at City Hall. That sounds like a Harlequin romance. And if you want to see some of Max Speed's work, I think he used us as his guinea pig because he did a lot of artwork for our podcast. Just go to the website, jamieandlisa.ca, and look at some of the past podcasts. And you can see there's some of the town clock and some of the harbor and the city. And he really does absolutely gorgeous. I don't know how he does it.
No, I don't know how he does it either.
He, it almost looks like a painting. The clouds look so mean and vicious, and we don't have storms quite that bad here all the time. And
not every just, day is an Arthur day.
Yeah. He does a lot of neat editing work and turns his pictures into pieces of art.
So what are you saying? It's photoshopped? You're trying to tell me that the town clock doesn't have boobs like that?
Quick look at the email bag. Mike Boyd wrote us. You know how we were talking about the clear bags, the clear garbage bags that the city might be asking us to put out?
Yep.
He wanted to know what happens when you fill your clear trash bags with smaller bags that are not clear. He uses those kitchen catchers, and they're usually white. So do we.
Yeah.
That would be kind of neat. It would look like a balloon with the little balloons inside.
Of balloons inside.
I think that's just pretty enough so that nobody would slap an orange sticker on it. They'd just bring that off themselves.
Yeah, don't think so.
I bet you they're going to come up. That's going to be the new thing that they come up with for the clear kitchen catchers as well.
No, you're right. I mean, it's you definitely have to have everything to be clear and see-through. So not sure how this is all going to shake down. There's going to be public hearings on it in November. So you will be able to have your say on, clear garbage bags versus opaque ones and all that good stuff. We got an update yesterday on the major construction project that's going to be happening on the McDonald Bridge. They call it the Big Lift. And this is going to be a long project, and they're basically replacing the deck and some of the steel, I don't want to call them girders.
You should see the hand motion that she's... Is that the international symbol for girders?
It is indeed, yes.
I thought that was the international symbol for something completely different.
Something entirely different.
Yeah. I think you should go to Europe and just go up to people that don't speak English and talk to them about girders. Make a little extra money for the family.
Anyway, this is going to be traffic chaos. The bike lane and sidewalk are going to be removed, closed next June, and going to stay closed for 18 months while the bridge is redecked and the cables replaced. This is going to happen every night. The bridge will be closed to cars from 7 p.m. until 5:30 a.m., except for weekends.
Yeah, I guess that was, 15 years ago when they did it last.
God, was it that long?
10 years. I do know that when they did it before, the bike lanes and walking lanes were inside the bridge.
Yeah, I guess the last time is when they created that third lane. They made it a three-lane bridge.
They made a three-lane bridge, and then, where do we put the pedestrians? I know. Let's extend the sidewalk right out into the abyss.
Let's
over
just
the harbor.
Make them walk over air.
I can't walk on that. That's freaks. Well, you remember the last time we walked over that thing on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I got some serious vertigo. So God only knows what they're going to do now. We're going to make a fourth lane, and we're going to make the pedestrians walk way the hell on the outside of this bridge.
Exactly. So I guess that's going to start in August. The bridge closures overnight. The bike lanes and sidewalk the sidewalk and bike lane closures will start next June. And I guess Bridge Commission are going to be running a 3-bus shuttle service and provide 3 bike trailers 24/7 during this makeover. And it's going to cost $200 million for what they term the Big Lift.
So pedestrians and bikes will still be able to cross. They just have to get on these buses.
Exactly.
They won't take the sidewalk.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're taking the sidewalk and everything completely off it while they do this big
And that's
lift.
What I've said every time I get on that sidewalk. This damn thing's about to fall off. Now I know. It's removable. Something about walking on a sidewalk and then being able to see the harbor below you from both sides.
Yeah.
Like there's that space between the road and the sidewalk. And then there's God, that's a scary thing. So hats off to everyone who actually walks and or cycles on that thing on a daily basis. And I think that's all that we have for the Halifax Daily News. Like to wish a big do we say congratulations in advance or just wish the best?
I guess so. All the best to the future, Mr. and Mrs. Marcus Mueller.
Yeah, going to the wedding on the weekend. And
Marcus and Stephanie
are looking forward to that.
Not. Good luck, you crazy kids.
And if we survive the wedding, we are back again with another podcast come Monday.
Until then.